I've heard of pone. Now that pone is an old name for cornbread, because my grandmother cooked it in pones. A pone, she called it a pone of bread.
Oh, yes, ma'am. What was a pone? Was that an amount? What was a pone?
Well, it could be made into any size you wanted, but she'd usually say as much as she wanted for me, or she'd make it in little, kind of about that size.
So, taking your two hands.
That's what you call a pone, and she'd shape it into a pone, and then bake it inside the stove.
So, that's about three quarters of a cup, you think, of cornbread?
It would take at least, it'd take two cups, I think, to make a pone, or what she made. Cup and a half at least.
He sort of, when it came out, he sort of opened.
Kind of bound it up in a little longer and not quite so wide, you know.
Yes, ma'am. So that'd be what, about 3 inches wide and 5 inches long, maybe?
Yeah, something like that. Yes,
ma'am. What do you call soft cornbread that you serve in a bowl with a spoon?
Now, beg your pardon, the name called what?
If you made some soft cornbread that you served in a bowl with a spoon, what would you call that?
Well, there's a spoon bread that you dip out with a spoon.
Yes, ma'am. And what do you call the kind of bread you make in loaves made with white flour? There's a kind of bread that you make with white flour.
Oh, well, that's light bread.
Yes, ma'am. And what do you call a round, flat pastry that's about this big and has a hole in the middle and it's made with baking powder?
Sweet.
Yes, ma'am.
Donuts are made that way and have a hole in the middle. That's usually a cake-like made and fried.
And they're made with baking powder?
Well, if you used if you used plain flour, you'd use baking powder.
And now, there's a similar pastry now that also has a hole in the middle, but it's made with yeast. What would you call that?
Like you would make light bread?
Well, it's made like you would make a donut. It's about this big and has a hole in the center, but instead of made with baking powder, it's made with yeast. What would that be?
I'm not familiar with that. I used to make donuts, but I didn't make any. I wasn't much on the other.
You never made it with yeast, then?
No. So, not with a hole in the middle.
Yes, what do you call a round, flat cake that's made with white flour and it's cooked in a grease skillet and it's eaten with syrup? You might cook it on the griddle.
Oh, pancakes.
Yes, ma'am. And what do you call meat from the side of a hog that's salted but it's not smoked?
Not what?
It's not smoked meat, but it's
not smooth.
It's not smoked. Not put in the smokehouse. But it's salted.
Ask me the question again now.
It's meat from the side of a hog, but instead of smoking it in the smokehouse, it's salted to preserve it.
Mm-hmm.
What's that called?
Well, that's where we usually get the bacon. We call it bacon.
Yes, ma'am.
But now, of course, bacon is smoked some. Side meat or bacon, I think, would be right for that.
Now, what do you call pressed meatloaf that's made from hog jowl and hog head and so forth?
Oh, souse.
Yes, ma'am.
Meat.
Yes, ma'am. Now, what do you call the hard thing that's in the middle of a cherry? You can't eat it.
In a cherry?
Yes, ma'am.